Up it's Donut, and you tuning in to all your Illuminati news. In today's video, we're going to go over why is everything turning purple? CERN portals activated. Not just that, but today on this broadcast on the 13th day of October is the day the Knights Templars were all rounded up at the stake. Did somebody say steak? Make sure to smash that like button as you enter the room. This post that I did went absolutely viral over on my X account, and we're gonna make this video go viral because I shared this, and seriously, the reason I shared it is because this post has been viral. I'm sure y'all seen this because it is being pushed. I wanted to find this morning so I can recreate it and make my own. And I just knew all I had to do was open up Facebook and it would pop up. And it did, because this is being pushed in the algorithms, because this is your new Lord and Savior, Elon Musk. You talk bad about Musk, people will attack you, and I've been attacked. And I copied that because I knew that's the new way I could get picked up into the algorithms, and it did work. But the thing is everything is turning purple. The purple skies that are happening worldwide, I mean, in Arizona, in New Jersey, right here, this is the Florida hurricane. When the skies were turning purple, they released the Nike purple sky shoe. And they're releasing the purple Whopper right now. Not just that, but today is the Templar Day. And these robots are going to serve for the Templar Order to pull off crusades and bloodshed rituals one day. So I made this funny meme because you could see it's the black and white checkerboard. A lot of people say it's Masonic checkerboard, but it's actually a Templar checkerboard. And we could see that Elon's rocket is all in the news today, and it's got the 33 engines in it, like the 33 hurricanes that are about to hit. So the purple skies, this is a purple sky in Mexico. It's happening in Mexico. And I snagged this off of a Real BP Earth Watch YouTube channel. He was going over the CERN, how it's activated right now. You can see right here the date, 10/13. And I just knew CERN was activated right now with these skies turning purple. And I YouTubed and searched for CERN. And what's the most recent video? And BP Earthwatch showed up. So that was cool. And so I snagged this off this thing. But CERN is activated right now for the Knights Templar Day. And who knows what the heck they're doing? Opening up portals to other dimensions or whatever. You can see that it's totally activated, while all the TV shows and video games like Fortnite are turning purple. Everything's turning purple. Oh, this is just an article I saw kind of off topic, but going over the symbolism of Fidelity Investments. Got the pyramidion that you see on the dollar bill. They were hacked, and just thought that their logo at the pyramid, wanted to add that in there. But you can see Fortnite, Galt Casey shared this, that it's purple skies. And you can even see the purple rain that's happening right now. Another tweet is the Skull and Bones Clinton. Hillary Clinton stayed in her home for 3-2-2 days, like the Skull and Bones. And they both went to Yale University, who just recently had their anniversary. And so did Bill and Hillary. Man, I wonder what day they got married. it'd be interesting if they got married on the Skull and Bones Day. I'm going to take a look at that and see. But we see these purple lights popping up as well. I documented it very heavily when they were being activated in my smart city in Phoenix, Arizona. So Hillary and Bill Clinton wedding date. Let me see when that is. Okay, so it's not the exact date. It's October 11th, but close enough, I guess. But I put them in front of Zorro Ranch, which is a 33-foot Zorro Epstein ranch where they were developing the super race of humans with his DNA. And there's articles showing that I think the Clintons were going up there to this ranch. I've heard a lot of different things. Alex would talk about they're harvesting the elite's clones and cows or something like that. Just a lot of strange stuff with the elites. And Kanye's all up in the news because I've been covering the Knights Templar connection in the music industry. It's absolutely evident through the symbolism of the double XL and all that. It's the symbolism I've exposed, how the Knights Templars control the music industry, and they just take a different form. They're not like the Teutonic Knights. They don't look like this. they probably look like a businessman walking around, or Kanye. And Kanye had that poop lyric, poopity scoopity whoop whoop. And I believe in the reports that are coming out, there's some poop connections to his S orgies that he was having. I gotta revisit these articles because this stuff's coming out on Kanye. And there's this movie called Blink Twice that's kind of going after these billionaires because Kanye, he's a billionaire. If you connect his money even with the Kardashian clan that he's a part of, and you know, he's good friends with Elon Musk, and Elon Musk was dating Amber Heard, just like Johnny Depp was dating Amber Heard, and they were pooping in the bed. And I mean, there's something weird going on with the fecal matter and the semen and the blood. Like, that's the Marina Abramovich type ritual witchcraft making homunculus. And just Kanye's been under the MK Ultra mind control for a long time, and it's been proven. And the thing is I think that some of it has to do with summoning the Vril energy of the Thule society. Like, there's a Diet Coke song and a Diet Coke obsession among the elites. Whether that's Kanye West's obsession with Diet Coke, missing it with unkosher Hennessy, alcoholism, drugs, sex, rock and roll, all that, you know. Kanye West, the Diet Coke. I don't know why they threw that symbol up. The richest man in the world. He's here to save us. He's not here to hurt us. He throws up the okay sign. He is the okay. He's the oak tree. Elon means oak tree, and this is the okay. It's the okay sign. But that's getting too deep. But as you can see, he drinks from the golden can. The golden can, the golden chalice that the elites drink from. And what's this he's got, right? A Vril staff? That's interesting that he has a Vril staff right there. Because if you look up the Vril, the coming race, the whole idea why you have the National Socialist Party, they're not Christian. They were worshiping this occult book, the coming race, and the Vril energy from the hollow earth. As you can see, the cover of the damn book is a golden chalice. It's a golden chalice. I would like to know, what is this cup that they're drinking from, this golden cup of the Vril? I wonder if there is a connection to the Coca-Cola can, as he has the Vril staff right there. So I don't think it's much of a stretch. Why does Kanye, billionaire, richest man in the entire planet, in the entire world, Elon Musk,
drinking from the golden Vril Coke serpent staff. And here it is, the Vril staff, if you think I'm tripping. It's comes from Tibet, and you gotta understand that the National Socialists went on their expeditions to Tibet. That's where Hitler got the idea for the swastika, because these symbols aren't evil. Nothing's evil. The thing is that they're powerful symbols. Then they get inverted and they tilt it. You see how it's at a tilt? We were covering the Joe Rogan SS, and you can see this was also on the Cat Williams Dark Matter, and it's sideways because you can tilt it and make an inverted, and Cat Williams was inverted. And we'll get into Cat Williams Dark Matter tour, but first, please smash that like button. I see that we just crashed through over 1,000 people tuning in. If you're just tuning in, we're going over the Vril energy. We're going over the purple lights. We're going over why is everything damn purple. So please share this video out. And also, if you do like this content, please support us. I got all the links down below that you could support this channel. Even this little Venmo thing on the corner, you could scan it, send in a donation, super chat. I'll read your super chat. It is very, very much appreciated over here. And accessing all the Patreon videos, go over to Patreon and access the private exclusive videos that we drop monthly. Every month we drop about 4 new videos over on the Patreon. It's cheaper than a bag of Skittles as of now. Next month, I'm pretty sure the prices are going to be raising due to Patreon changing their rules and regulation, where just to cover cost, you got to raise the price because they are jerks over there. Oh, yeah. And also the Illuminati comic. Don't forget the IlluminatiComic.com. Got that link down below. Got survival food down below with promo code DONUT. These are just ways to support the channel. If you like this research and this information, it's very, very much appreciated. We are independent, me and Chan. And go to the Notify Me on Launch, 349, trying to get this up to 400. And then we're going to be releasing the Illuminati comic. I mean, absolutely nuts. By notifying me on the launch, by signing up here, got the link down below. I know it takes like 3 minutes of your time, but by doing this, you'll get early access to a lot of memorabilia and special perks that we are not going to be sharing to the public, or they'll get sold out quickly to the public. So before I get more into the Vril stuff, I kind of want to go back into the purple lights as the skies are turning purple. I've done a lot of presentations on the mind control. I'm gonna play a couple clips of that right here. Telepathic communication with lights implanting thoughts into people's minds is within reach, and this has been successfully done decades ago on mice. Using lights to control the brain is called optogenetics.
So right behind me is the defected purple light. These are popping up worldwide.
Scientists can activate or shut down neural pathways, altering behavior. This is mind control via lights.
And then even in a benign scenario, the AI is very benevolent. Then how do we even go along for the ride? How do we participate?
Optogenetic stimulation can activate fear memories. A specific memory is encoded by neurons, which can be manipulated. As Elon tells the world, the Mark of the Beast microchips will be ready for humans in 6 months. For Beltane, May 1st, the Illuminati founding day, divide and rule, which will be the end goal, dividing the body and mind.
It's all about divide and conquer. And somebody say my voice sound different. I guess it does. I don't know. I don't feel that great. I'm not even on camera tonight. But here is the purple lights. They're showing up everywhere. We covered that. It's Friday the Sunday. I mean, it's Sunday the 13th. Today is the day the Templars were rounded up but it was a Friday the 13th. And you could even see Jason. It's got the 33 holes in his face, right? The 33 popping up. But these MK Ultra lights, like, this is a picture I took. This is one of the purple lights out here in the smart city I live in Arizona. Yeah, my voice does sound different. It's me, though. It's yo, what up? It's Donut. I swear. Oh, man. Does it sound better? Does my voice sound better? This is an actual picture of me underneath the purple mind control lights. I risked my life. I don't think I was affected by it because I don't have the... I'm not even going to get into it. I think y'all can smell what I'm stepping in. But it's just interesting that optogenetics, they're showing, when you Google what is optogenetics, they show this rat with this purple light in his head, because these purple lights is LED structured to control you. And even this 218 text had the purple, which is interesting. I think that when you Google something, some of the first images that pop up is kind of what they're looking for you to see. And since it's purple, I don't want to damn the information. If you checked out our last video, we went over the Book of the Damned, which means exclude, the Book of the Excluded. And I don't want to exclude information. Sometimes I'm like, ah, oh, that's a stretch, but I just adding it into the research for note taking purposes. So let's get back into Dark Matter Day and the connection to the Vril. Dark Matter Day is on Halloween, on Devil's Night, the day Maria Orsic of the Vril Thule Society was born. That's her birthday as well. It's the Devil's Night of Halloween is her birthday. And that's Dark Matter Day. And you can see it's the purple. We saw Cat Williams with the SS Nazi spiral as well for his Dark Matter tour all over Netflix with this purple coating in it. Here's Avril Lavigne on the checkerboard floor with the long hair in the blue eyes and the blonde hair, because she is part of the Vril. She's a Vril society. And that is the long hair. And think about it, the clone, they made her go so famous with some of the first theories of conspiracy of clones with Avril Lavigne, Avril. And that goes into the Boys of Brazil and Hitler clones and whatnot. So Russell Brand with the 33 tattoo dating, I think he was dating Rothschilds and stuff, Katy Perry, predictive programming. I mean, it just goes deep. Each one of these Illuminati artists, celebrities got a long history of weird connections. Like right here, you got Tom Cruise, Eyes Wide Shut, right? That was a purple movie poster. So you look up long hair star. Long hair star means comet. We got a comet happening right now. And my prediction is that Russell Brand's going to cut his hair for the long hair star, because long hair star is what a comet is. That's what they used to call it. And if you Google long hair star, Russell Brand pops up. He's the first one to pop up, at least for my algorithm. Maybe it's different for yours. And here's Brad Pitt. I guess Brad Pitt, he dressed like a girl. So this is him dressed as a girl. You're like, no, he's just dressed like a surfer. No, he imitates whoever he's banging at that time. And he wears what they're wearing in some sort of Aleister Crowley magic. I think it's called sympathetic magic. I think he's doing some sympathetic magic with the people he is banging. And there is the long hair star, which is the comet. And the comet brings craziness and makes people go crazy. I've been feeling crazy because the damn comet, this damn comet making me go a little crazy. You know what I'm saying? A little crazy. A little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And this comet that they've just discovered, I shit you not, it's called the Purple Mountain. The comet, and shout out to Jacob Israel. Jacob Israel messaged me and he told me that the comet's called the Purple Mountain, and Christ, Jesus, wore a purple garment. And in my last video, I was going over the purple and the blue, and I did get some symbolism wrong. I was showing you, why did they make the devil purple? And this is how they invert everything. So Jesus is actually depicted in purple, and the devil's depicted in blue. Some of the first depictions of Satan is right here in the blue. And I got it mixed up. I thought it was purple and blue because that's what they want to do, I believe. They want to get us confused. So the devil in the emojis, they make purple when purple was Jesus and blue was the devil. Isn't that wild? So I'm pretty sure there's something to that manipulation. I don't know. But there's just so much alchemical stuff going on with the chiton garment. Talking about the garment that Jesus wore, which was purple. Well, here's the chiton garment. And the chiton is the bugs. We talked to James Tunney. He can explain it much better than me. But what he was showing alchemically is the chiton of the bugs that Joe Rogan was making people eat in Fear Factor. And then you got the big powerful people telling you to eat Z bugs. The bugs have the chiton on them, which is making the garment for your new transhumanistic suit that you're going to be wearing. But all the purple everywhere, the damn comet is called Purple Mountain. The comet that comes around 80,000 years is called Purple Mountain. Isn't that crazy? And these are just some more symbols I'm looking at, like hair. The Vril got the long hair because the hair is the antenna to the spiritual realm. And look, there's some UFO stuff right there because it was all about the UFOs, the Vril, the Die Glock that you see here, which is the Nazi bell, which is the UFO, which in my opinion looks like the Hamas logo. That I think that it looks just like the Die Glock. In my opinion, it looks like a UFO. And here's Maria Abramovic, who they want to send over to the blue and yellow land to protect children. And she's the Satanist who does these occult rituals with Lady Gaga, Jay-Z. She takes pictures with the Rothschilds here in front of Lucifer. This is a satanic image. Looks like he's throwing up the okay hand symbol, but here's her with the Rothschilds with Satan behind them. And let's not forget that the Rothschilds, they're part of the Knights of Malta, right? This one got a low membership right there with the Maltese cross. Now, why are Jewish bankers part of a Catholic order? I don't know, unless it's a camouflage, which that's exactly what it is. And you can see that Marina Abramovic also likes to wear the Maltese cross as well. Interesting enough. I'm just looking at the symbols. I know it's not a popular topic to talk about. Everybody wants to blame the Jays, so it's not going to go viral talking about the Red Shield connection. And here's another Red Shield. Rothschild means Red Shield. And this is connected to CERN. This is connected to Geneva, where CERN's based out of, where the United Nations is out of, where United Nations and the Bank of International Settlements as well, which makes the Federal Reserve look like a children's game. And here is the Red Shield toasting the Malta, doing the Illuminati eye. Just symbolism. I look at symbolism. And Kanye West is getting a divorce with Bianca Censori, who delivered her lecture at the University of Malta, because this is where the cult center is located on the Amalfi Coast. The power structures go back to Venice as well. And I'm not that wicked smart. That's what I'm working on, is getting wicked smart. But I have looked at these things and talked to a lot of smart people, and these are the connections that I'm making, that you got
Kanye going to Venice. He wears a mask while he gets a BJ in public with his new ex-wife. He went there right before that wearing the mask, the white mask. That was weird. And then he went to Venice again wearing the mask, the Venetian mask. You know, you see this kind of symbolism in Eyes Wide Shut. The masks symbolism. It's just a coincidence that, you know, also Elon Musk goes there and wears the mask. It must be just a coincidence where the cult center is located. And Elon went up there into Venice as well in 2022, which is right by CERN. Switzerland is not far. He could get there in like 4 hours or 3 hours, a very short plane flight. And on that week that he was out there, on July 5th, they restarted the Large Hadron Collider. They turned on the Hadron Collider. And it turned Sioux Falls green in South Dakota. Sioux Falls, on the day that the CERN Hadron Collider was activated, July 5th. Sioux Falls, on the other side of the world, in America, it turns green in the sky. And guess what? This is Sioux Falls, where Mount Rushmore is. They are digging for dark matter in Sioux Falls. They got this large dark matter digging for dark matter out there. And that's what they're doing at CERN, is they're looking for the dark matter. So there's a connection there, just like the dark matter tour with Cat Williams. And I'll be getting into the whole cat memes. I mean, the internet, the World Wide Web, was built by CERN, not the internet. People say the internet was created at CERN. It's actually the World Wide Web was created at CERN. And the World Wide Web is what gave us the famous memes of kittens, kitty cat memes, the cats and the dogs. The cats are the most popular memes on the internet. They're their most popular pet as well in the world. So there's a lot of cat connections and Cat Williams, and we'll get into the cat stuff. But before we move on to there, Kanye West was throwing these orgy parties. And this vindicates what my friend told me back in 2012. She told me she went to Kanye's house. Allegedly, this is what she told me. Went to Kanye's house. He was playing naughty videos 24/7. And she had to sign something. And whoever went there had to sign something, whatever happened to them. And I thought she was crazy. And now, like, I feel bad for I didn't think she was that crazy, but I mean, come on. You're going to Kanye West. How sure you are. Like, it sounded crazy, but she's very vindicated in my eyes. Ye sued by former employee who asked to investigate the Kardashians. So there's a lot of sketch stuff going on there. And it just kind of reminds me of this new film, Blink Twice, that's out right now. But today is the Knights Templar Day, the unluckiest day for the Templars. It's the infamous day on the 13th of October in 1307 when their organization had to go underground. It didn't disappear. You can see that with Freemasonry. It did not disappear. So some more stuff in the news. You got people trying to get Trump. I'm not even going to get too much into that because I got my other video removed. But all my videos are over on Rumble. So make sure to go over to Rumble to check out my videos, because I'm probably going to do a cleanup on my YouTube channel, because I could reapply for monetization, but that means I gotta delete everything, but I've been doing this for the last 4 or 5 years and I never get accepted. So that Venmo is much appreciated for the super chats because we don't have the super chat. So the Venmo super chat is very, very much appreciated. Very, very much. Thank you very, very much. So let's get back into what's going on in the news. Columbus is Jewish. That's an obvious. We've been talking about Columbus being Jewish, and he saw a UFO. He saw a menorah UFO, and he even put it in his reports. I got this over. I've been talking about this like at least 3-4 years ago. He didn't say it was a menorah because people didn't like Jews back then. And they still don't like us today. Here's the Rothschild Redshield magazine. As you can see, it's the Knights Templar stuff. The Trumpification of American policy. They're showing the tie, which I think is interesting because the tie has been associated with the Priory of Sion, talking about the Knights Templars and CERN and all that. And I mean, even the damn Da Vinci Code about the Illuminati and the CERN and the Priory of Sion, they talk about CERN in it. Like, that's part of the Da Vinci Code. It's part of this whole apparatus story that's being told on the world stage by these occult secret societies that people think don't exist. It's crazy. But here's Russell Brand, the long-haired star, 7-Eleven closing 444 locations. Very important. I mean, you got the 444 gems on the coronation of the crown, vampires that work with Seville, Epstein, and all of this. And it's just crazy. Jay-Z's next. He's going down next, hopefully. His bitch ass going down, hopefully. But the thing is like, they probably don't go down anywhere. They're probably chilling in Brazil or something. This guy's saying that AI is dumber than a cat. I don't know much about it, but the CERN connections to cats is there. There's a connection to CERN and cats in other dimensions. Fact check, scientists aren't opening up a portal to hell, even though they do CERN sacrifices, the ritualistic magic. And then on April 8th on the eclipse, when they summon ayahuasca, that's why you got these big channels telling you to take mushrooms, ayahuasca. They're resetting your autonomic nervous system for the viril energy of the UFO disclosures. It's all just pretty much initiating you into the dilemma theosophy cult, that you're going to be worshiping. The dark matter. Right here, the dark matter. They sacrificed this dude on this. I mean, it's just crazy. Here's dark matter. Cat Williams is the cat. The internet, full of cat memes, and the internet was created. Not the internet. See, I do it. It's just easy. The World Wide Web was created at the 666 CERN. And there's the Schrodinger cat thought experiment devised by the Austrian physicist Erwin Schrodinger, which he designed to illustrate a paradox of quantum superposition, wherein a hypothetical cat may be considered both alive and dead simultaneously because its fate is linked to a random event that may or may not occur. So even with that Schrodinger cat thing right there, cats could sense stuff. They could see ghosts and electricity, and they could feel plasma. They know before it rains. They even have a cat that just hangs out at CERN. They think it's just probably a cute thing, but it's part of the project. Because CERN, what they're not telling you is that they're going to hook people up. You're going to hear it in the news, but you heard it here first, that they're going to hook people up to the Large Hadron Collider, shoot particles into them to cure diseases. November 3rd might be a day to look out. as November is 9, it's 9-3, which is Aloha. It's 93 in the Dilemma, the Do What Thou Wilt Dilemma, and Dark Matter Day, because Dark Matter Day, you see all the purple there, which is October 31st, but it looks like they're even having an event on the 3rd. I don't know. It's just the whole purple thing. Why is everything turning purple? CERN cuts ties with Russia. This is crazy right here. This is very underreported. You're going to hear it here first. CERN is cutting ties with Russia. It will expel hundreds of scientists by December. Geneva-based organization will retain ties with Joint Institute of Nuclear Research. So they're getting rid of the Russia ties at CERN. And this is all in Stranger Things. Stranger Things, which predicted the Nephilim aliens at the mall, the Bayside Mall with the fireworks and all that. Well, Stranger Things is about CERN and Russia using it to create these entities. CERN to expel hundreds of Russian scientists, right? Because they're the evil scientists that they need to expel from CERN. This is part of the story, because all these institutions are all working together. They're all having a big circle jerk of power together. Just look at the world being locked down. Every single institution was circle jerking each other for the power, and they all behind it. There was no wars. There was no none of this. No, it was yes, yes. And that's what CERN is, as well. And we'll get into that in Geneva right here. Geneva, we'll get into the symbolism there. But CERN is expelling hundreds of Russian scientists because they're the evil scientists, just like in the movie Stranger Things. In the show freaking in Stranger Things, the Russians were this evil CERN creating things, creating the monsters. And I mean, right? I mean, oh my goodness. I can't believe nobody's pointed this out yet, but that's huge info right there. That's huge info. And you heard it here first. And that's the good thing about being subscribed. If you're new to the channel, please hit that subscribe button, because you get the information here first, way before Candace Owens will tell you anything. Before people are talking about weather, people controlled weather. We've been talking about that for years in cloud seeding. I mean, people are way too late to the game right now. Even people just like waking up to certain questions of reality is just ridiculous. So this is all taking place in Geneva. And what's in Geneva? You got the United Nations, which is part of the whole UFO, the weather changing, want to control you, cult, Nazi cult, depopulation Nazi cult. There's actual evidence of that we've covered. The Red Cross right here. We're telling you the Red Shield right here. That's what it really is. The Red Cross. The Templars. And CERN. Because this is neutral ground of the 666 CERN in Geneva. This is why symbolism is important. The people will tell us a story of war stuff going on, of all this BS, but you look at the symbolism and it'll tell you something different. And their symbolism is the Reich Adler right here, that, you know. And it looks like the Jesuit sun as well, the Omega logo, the key. I mean, this is where the real power is, the power structure. Atlanta changed theirs to the Reich Adler, I believe. I believe that's the symbol that they changed it to. Even doing a little Heil salute right there. Because ATL is the ADL, right? You got an ADL, right? That's because of the ATL. It's Atlantis going back to Plato, talking about Plato's Atlantis. That was like 9,000 years before Plato or something.
And here's Yeezus, as they all pretend that they're different gods, like Drake is the sixth god, he's Saturn, Jay-Z is Jehovah, and Kanye is Yeezus. They're all portraying different gods to control your mind on the world stage. And right here, you can see that it's an iron cross. Right here, going back to the Teutonic Order, right here, that's where it's coming from. Kanye West accused of drugging and doing some Diddy stuff. No Diddy. We'll see what happens there. But I think this is a lot like this movie that just came out, Blink Twice. I thought it was really good, and I'm rewatching it. I was very impressed with this film. I don't want to give any spoilers about it, but it's about these billionaire elites doing some weird psychological trafficking stuff. And speaking of trafficking stuff, and you see, this is the psychological operations of the U.S. Army. And it's also the Andrew Tate logo as well. And Andrew Tate does the trafficking, or at least he's being allegedly. And then you got the two lightning bolts that I was showing you, the SS and the connections to Joe Rogan uses the two lightning bolts and psychological operations of the U.S. Army. And that's where Andrew Tate was born, in a U.S. Army hospital. His dad was part of the Navy. I don't even think he was part of the CIA. Just a ton of lies all over the place. Everybody's a bunch of liars. Bunch of pig-faced liars. That's a quote from the show The Detroiters. Make sure to go check out The Detroiters. Make sure to click them links down below and go sign up to the Illuminati comic. Get it at that 400 and go over to the Patreon. Get the exclusive content. My next video will be up on Patreon, so get there early and sign up. Sign up to the Patreon. It's the best way to support the channel before prices go up. I'm going to have to raise prices next month due to Patreon, some BS that Patreon's doing. And you could ask anybody who's on Patreon. Everybody's got to do it. It's kind of whack, but still cheaper than a bag of Skittles, $4.99. Access the exclusive content. And appreciate all y'all. Smash that like button. Much love, and God bless you.
Learn about the full history of the Bavarian Illuminati. Adam Weishaupt, Alambrados, Jesuits, Rosicrucians, Freemasons, and more. From the 18th century to modern day, we expose it all. That's right, it's the Illuminati comic from Donut and Paranoid American. Get yours now at IlluminatiComic.com.
Thank you. Peace.